Whenever Ohio gets its next two-year budget approved, it should include more money for public defender offices, which provide what's officially known as indigent defense. Governor DeWine proposed increasing funding for county public defenders to $60 million a year, and both the House and Senate voted to add another $35 million a year. Joining us now is John Leitz. He's legal counsel for the County Commissioners Association of Ohio. Mr. Leitz, thanks for joining us.
Certainly. Glad to be with you this morning, Steve.
I suppose congratulations are in order. This really has been an issue for counties. They've been paying about 55% of the costs of public defenders. If you could, explain how these offices are supposed to be funded.
The constitutional obligation to provide indigent counsel is upon the state. Once Gideon versus Wainwright was decided—
That's a 1963 Supreme Court decision that weighed out how this, what it should look like in counties.
Correct. At that point, the state decided to assign this responsibility to basically its agent, the county governments. Initially, the state reimbursed the counties 50% of our costs, and they put in place a statewide court cost to help fund this reimbursement. When that statewide court cost revenue no longer provided enough revenue to provide 50% reimbursement, the state then changed its policy to basically say that we will appropriate funding and we will distribute that funding equally percentage-wise across all of the counties for their expenditures for indigent defense.
So what will this new money actually do? What will it pay for?
It basically is a reimbursement. So the counties have already expended the money on behalf of supporting assigned counsel or public defender offices that are providing counsel to defendants who cannot afford a lawyer.
It's obviously different in every county, but if we can speak generally at all, would you say public defender offices are busy or overwhelmed, or how would you put it if you could?
I think there are a couple components that you have to evaluate that from. First of all, we believe that there are a lot of crimes that carry a jail sanction which entitles someone to indigent counsel, that probably shouldn't carry that sanction, and so actually the caseload could be reduced if some of these offenses were basically the jail sanction was taken away.
What kind of offenses are we talking about?
Most of your minor traffic offenses and other things like that. There's a litany of cases where we think we could reduce the sanction, the penalty, and remove that jail sanction. The second, probably more critical aspect is the opiate crisis, the drug crisis, and the fact that we are seeing many more people come through the court system who are indigent in those kind of cases. Caseload generally, I think if you check with the state public defender, is increasing at about a 3% annual rate.
Mm-hmm. This would also presumably free up other county money to be spent on roads and infrastructure, public health, any other expenses.
Our position for seeking indigent defense reimbursement funding is that this is something we do for the state, so it's a direct benefit to the state. And since it is a reimbursement, we receive that money back into the general fund, so it does give us the ability to have that financing available for other general fund expenses. However, transportation, roads, bridges is not one of them. They are primarily supported by the gasoline tax and license registration fees through the county engineer's office.
John Leitz from the County Commissioners Association of Ohio. We've been talking about the next state budget. Whenever it passes, it should include more money for public defenders. Mr. Leitz, thanks again.
Thanks for having me, and good to talk to you, Steve.